This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news to begin the program today. What's on your mind, friends? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad to have you back, Todd. We miss you when you're gone, and my phone melts, just so you know, because we like the idea that some of you send texts to Todd, some of you send texts to me, and, you know, we work it out.
We created a monster here, yeah, haven't we?
We definitely created a monster on Monday. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, nice to have you back, and nice to have all of you joining us on the program. We appreciate you. This is a tough day for me to come to the air because I am, you know, really, really happy and glad to share some news we're about to share with you on the program. And I think listeners of this program will feel a little ownership in this, which I think is great. But it's impossible not to have a heavy heart looking into the faces of parents, hearing these students and knowing the fear they felt. This is the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth. There ought not ever be a parent having to stare into a school wondering, what if? Is my son or daughter one of those casualties? And to see the pain in their eyes is just really, really, really tough to see. It's not right. And the overwhelming question everybody's asking is why? Why? And the vast majority of them who answer that point to the Second Amendment somehow as the culprit, which just is in my mind, the most insane viewpoint anybody could have. I have to tell you, it drives me to distraction in addition to being abhorrent. To think you're going to take the death of somebody and advance your political cause. Give it a rest. Set it aside, for crying out loud. Oh, but to me, the why is pretty easy. And I have to tell you, I wasn't surprised. I'm sad to say I wasn't surprised. I wasn't shocked. I didn't, you know, look into the TV screen and listen to the news and go, you're kidding me, this happened? And I said, here we go again. I'd like this audience, because I think you have no idea how much collective wisdom you have. And I know the vast majority of you, you know, we're blessed to have a large audience, the largest radio audience on the Northern Plains. And it just swells my heart with gratitude to thank you for that each and every day. But we know by statistics, I don't know what your numbers tell you, Todd, but I've always seen that somewhere between 1 and 5% of the listenership actually picks up the phone, sends a text, you know, interacts with the show. It's a small percentage. Have you seen a number ever higher than 5 in anything that's ever
tackled I've this? Seen people say 11% might ever, but I don't even know if I buy that, and it's certainly not going to be higher than that.
Yeah, maybe that could be, like you say, maybe once a year they might ever, one time in their life or whatever.
Yeah, get to I mean, that it was number. Kind of an, it would ever pick up the phone. Like but if we get on the radio and say, we're giving away $1 jillion, no more than 11% would be going to win the $1 jillion.
My point in telling you this is that I know from the 1% or the 11% or somewhere in between, the sample size that we have of a ginormous audience, just how much wisdom you have. So I want to ask the question, why? Why did these happen? And it's not, you know, why did Las Vegas happen? Why did the Parkland happen? What's your answer to that? 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Or text Todd. Preferably. I've had my share of texts, I'll tell you. You can text me, too. But Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. The reason I'm joking about this, folks, is Monday I said on the program, it's very obvious Congressman Cramer is reconsidering whether to enter this race. Should he do it? Yes or no? And why? 1,700 some odd texts. 1,700 of you took the time. Separate numbers, not the same people. Incredible. Incredible. And before the end of the program, I'll share with you the number, but I'll tell you, it's about 2-1, you know, that yes versus no. But the comments were really amazing. And if you haven't yet sent, you know, your answer to that question or your encouragement on this issue or discouragement, if you will, whatever your opinion is, you still can do that to Todd or I, because at the end of the day, we'll take all of them and forward them on. And I mean, so I'm going to literally print them out and hand them to Congressman Cramer. Now, I just found out when I'm going to hand them to them, to him. I have in my hot little hands here an invite that says Congressman Kevin Cramer will be making a major announcement at a U.S. Senate campaign rally, 5:30 tomorrow, Bismarck, North Dakota, Ramada Inn, 1400 East Interchange Avenue. The doors will open at 5 p.m. The event will start at 5:30. We can tell you definitively, we have confirmed Kevin Cramer is a candidate for the United States Senate. And I have to believe that the fine listeners of this program played a role in Congressman Cramer first saying no, because he enjoyed serving you in the position he was in. And he saw the ability to do that even more so in the House. But then later reconsidering because of an onslaught of people. And I want folks to know this. In my mind, this is going to be a very, very, very interesting Senate, right? I think we have a race in North Dakota unlike anything we've seen in a long time. Maybe back to John Hoeven versus Heidi Heitkamp in 2000. Right? That was 2000. When Governor, now Senator Hoeven, then Governor Hoeven, won that race over Heidi Heitkamp. This is a big one, folks. And this one will have, which that one did not, national attention placed on it. A little less than an hour from now, Karl Rove will join us, one of the nation's premier campaign strategists, whether you like or don't like Karl Rove based on, you know, his connections to the swamp and the political establishment. He is a pretty good track record. And who wins, who loses. And we'll talk with him. And folks like Karl Rove and a lot of others will be watching this race very close. We will be at the center of the storm for the balance of power in the November election. So now until November, folks, you're part of something pretty incredible. And I want to tell the listeners of this program, there is no doubt in my mind that Congressman Kevin Cramer agreeing to our request when Todd and I said, would you do an hour a week and we'll do nothing but take calls and emails and quite, you know, we'll let the people have it. There's no doubt in my mind that has played an enormous role. And it comes at a sacrifice. He does it not only for us, but for others as well. There is nobody more accessible, nobody with more energy. There is not. There is not. But I don't want anybody to think this is a layup. I think the reason this change happened is obviously an enormous amount of encouragement for Congressman Cramer from this audience and others. And I think the simple political reality, this isn't any kind of, you know, highbrow intelligence here. Kevin Cramer, obviously the strongest candidate North Dakota has to put forward against Heidi Heitkamp. I don't think even potential opponents for Congressman Cramer for the Senate nomination would disagree with that. He's the strongest. And the polling bears that out. He has less margin for error, if you will, up against an incumbent who will, by the way, throw everything but the kitchen sink. Let's start keeping track at the amount of mud and garbage and crap that'll come out of the Democratic Party. And it's already started. I got a press release yesterday. I want to share with you the cringeworthy one that came from the Heitkamp shop. if you'd find that for me, Nolan, I'd love that because I want to share that. We invited, it came actually from one of the congressional committees, and they send it out, and then they say, if you'd like to talk to us, you know, line up an interview. Well, they still haven't returned our call. Big surprise there. Big surprise there, right? But anyway, there's going to be so much dirt and garbage they're going to throw. It'll be because that's how they play. That's how they roll. So let's watch for that too. But there's less margin of error. And I'm saying whoever the candidate is, they'd get that amount of garbage. They'd get all that thrown at them, okay? And there's less margin of error for Kevin Cramer. I don't know this, but I would assume Tom Campbell would immediately move to the House race and seek to replace Congressman Cramer there. This may prompt other candidates to get into that race. It's late in the cycle. I've heard some people say it's too late. Bad idea. Rumors out there that Tom Campbell will be endorsed by President Trump along with Kevin Cramer. Early in the process, that scares some folks off. I don't know. That'll all be determined. But let's get to the calls. First about why. On Parkland.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your mind. Bob and Fergus Falls been waiting to answer the question why. Tell me why, Bob. What's your why on this?
Well, you're not going to like it, but it's okay. You know, I haven't called in. I'm glad you gave the example about the 1 to 5% of people calling in. I think you got a system in place that actually discourages callers. And that's not that's just an analogy. I don't want to talk about that. But the
You can't drop that bomb and not talk about it. I mean, when you say a system in place that doesn't, if you go back and listen to the program in any given week, how many times I say the numbers, how could I possibly be discouraging callers?
Yeah, well, that's not why I called. So do you want to hear what I have to say?
Well, yeah, I was just asking you a follow-up on something you already said. But go ahead. Yeah, tell me your why on Parkland.
Education system has a system in place that exploits children. It's all about the almighty dollar and the system, not the children. And this is the outcome. Every system that is in place that doesn't look at itself and make reforms that are to the benefit of the consumer, then it's to the benefit of the school system and the people that work there. This has been a train out of control for decades, and I've fought the school system myself. I've seen it from the inside out. They exploit the children, and this is what happens. They marginalize the kids.
Okay, you got to help me here, though. When you say exploit the children, marginalize the kids, give me like an example that you've seen firsthand.
Well, let's look at the food service industry. Are chicken nuggets really good for kids? They drive them nuts. You know, the food that we feed our children in the schools is all geared towards profit and agendas, not to build up the body of the children. And in turn...
I don't remember the last time they brought in McDonald's at school. Maybe I wish that would have happened when I was going to school, but,
food quality, Scott, food quality has an effect on the brains of the children.
Okay, so you're saying that somebody says, you know what, we're going to buy crap food, and we're going to hope that crap food then makes these kids less able to learn, like they intentionally are putting bad food in them.
Absolutely, for their own agendas and profits, they do it for themselves and not to uplift the children and make them the healthiest people that they can. It's all about profits.
Okay, and let me just go to the Parkland case. This disturbed young man that did what he did yesterday. Reason we're talking about this, asking why this happens. So, was it the bad food that led this kid to lose his way? I mean, connect this to how, whatever your theory is on how it's playing out in this particular situation.
You can't take one thing, Scott, and hope to get an answer for something so horrific. The food piece of the puzzle is only one thing that causes children to go down the wrong path. That's just a scientific fact. If you don't eat right, you don't act right.
All right. Well, I'm with you on that. But and this is new. For instance, if we were to go look at the sweep of school shootings, we would point to food as a major part of why. In other words, 30 years ago, they ate healthier food.
One of the components, Scott, is the food piece of the puzzle.
All right, I got it. Let me share with you my theory, and I want to see what you think of it. So my why. I'll give you one example. They took prayer out of schools when? When did that become illegal? That 70s thing? 60s thing? I can't remember. But whenever it was, do you think that's had an impact? If we go back and look before, when prayer was allowed in schools and when it was taken away, how many school shootings happened before that, Mark, and then after? I think we have a pretty good data point there. What do you think?
Oh, I'm 100% on board with that. That's another piece of the puzzle. And there's all kinds of pieces that come together to tear the kids down until they crack.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, Bob. I don't disagree there. I don't know enough to opine intelligently on your concern on the food, honestly. But I don't think we should dismiss anything. I think we ought to go back and look. This idea that we instantly know what it is, I disagree with. I happen to think what we saw yesterday, I define it as this. If I'm looking for a why, here's my why, folks. Evil. E-V-I-L. What is the biggest enemy to evil? It isn't tweaking the Second Amendment. It isn't healthier chicken nuggets. Only thing I know is prayer. And it's not in school now. Maybe that's what we ought to change. Bob, thanks for the call. I want everybody else's why here. 258-0550. Before I do that, let's chat with CJ at Daft Diesel. CJ, tell me about today.
Well, it's another snowy day here, but it's supposed to get warm again, you know, eventually. It's something always to look forward to, but, you know, the one thing that, you know, people always get concerned about when it gets cold is if their diesel truck is going to start. And, you know, there's a number of things that go into that, you know, or you got the right diesel fuel in there. Are your fuel filters changed recently? Do you have your intake heater glow plugs working? Are all your injectors firing? There's numerous things that are going on a diesel that if they are not working are going to cause you problems when it gets cold. So, you know, it's one of these things. It's always better to get it looked at sooner than later, you know, because things typically don't get better if you don't bring them in and have, you know, somebody look at it or figure out what's going on yourself. So just want to remind people of that. You know, I understand that money's tight sometimes, you know, for people, especially until people get their taxes back. But you can always give me a call, set up an appointment down the road, and I'm always willing to work with everybody. And, you know, I have some of the lowest prices around, you know, so that really helps people out. You know, I get a lot of customers that say, whoa, you're saving me $2,000 over somebody else, you know, so that's a huge thing for us down here.
You bet it is, folks. A lot of reasons right there to call right now. Get that appointment. Get it on the calendar. Get it done. 210-0888. 210-0888 or at the shop, 258-5011. DACDiesel.com. Give you some more things that they can do in their services. Thanks, CJ. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Yeah, you too. You have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.
You bet. Lee and Wishick, what's on your mind?
Yes. I feel really one of the main reasons these things are happening now is how we reduce the sanctity of life. We've reduced the value. We've got one group that says, let's save our children by outlawing guns. But they turn around and say, well, let's destroy the unborn because they're inconvenient. You know, with abortion, how are our children really to know the value of life when we have people that are saying that? I really feel that that's one of the main reasons. We see it in Hollywood all the time. The sanctity of life is very unimportant. And that we have a major party that says that's not the answer. The answer is take away the guns. That's my
thought. I agree. And in case you didn't hear that, Lee is saying that one of the reasons this is happening is because we're not honoring the sanctity of life. And how are we not honoring the sanctity of life? There's a few examples to talk about. Just hang on, Lee. We'll finish this on the other side of the break, if you don't mind. Bobby and Dickinson, Catherine, Stanley, Kirk and Bismarck, you're on deck.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The 2017 models must go at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options like 60 months, no interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock Hot Spring Spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water. You're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body, it's magic. Every day made better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too, and use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Promo code ACE.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. bills, Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have time to tweet this stuff out and put it on Facebook for breaking news all over the place. The best thing to do is listen to the program, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be way ahead of everybody that's just, you know, listening to the program and trying to find other ways to say they heard about this information. So, oh gosh, yes, a lot of news. A couple of questions on the rally tomorrow, the Senate campaign rally. Major announcement by Congressman Kevin Cramer, obviously announcing his intention to run for the U.S. Senate. 5:30. The questions mainly are like, can we go? Who else will be there? It'll be a who's who. Governor Burgum, Senator Hoeven, who knows? Maybe even some other national names, you know. But 5:30 at the Ramada, which is East Interchange Avenue in Bismarck. Somebody asked if that was downtown. The Ramada is actually out on the interstate, basically. And so it's at 1400 East Interchange Avenue, Bismarck, tomorrow, 5:30. And it is, yes, open to the public. Anybody can come. Bring your family. Bring your friends. Everybody will be there. We will broadcast it live, okay? We will broadcast it live beginning at 5:30 tomorrow. So, Lee, I just want to finish on what you said. Are you suggesting that because abortion is legal here, and as you say, we don't honor the sanctity of life, that's why this happens? In other words, that you connected to say, that's why this happens? Help me there.
Okay, I'm not saying that that's the exact reason why this person's done that, but as a society, we're slipping into the area of where life is not as important as it once was, and so that we say, okay, this life is unimportant because it's not born yet. Why would somebody who's a little bit on the off side of things not look at things the same and say, hey, you know, life has really not a lot of value. My life, you know, there's a lot of hopelessness. That's one of the things that these people all have in common. Hopelessness, and they're looking at very little value in life anymore. And we're creating that situation because we're saying this life is important and this other one isn't. Just because it's not born, it now becomes unimportant. And that translates, if I want to, I can use like the global warming theory, and I use the word theory, you know, they claim, well, carbon monoxide has increased, so now we have global warming, so that must be what's causing it. Well, let's say since 1973, since abortion's been legalized, almost all of our mass killings have come since then. Oh, well, seems to me we've got a little bit more proof than they do, even on global warming. So I'm not saying it's the only reason, but I think we have made life much less valuable than it used to be.
You have really brought a lot of wisdom to this discussion, Lee, and I appreciate it because I think you're absolutely right. I said earlier I wasn't shocked by this. I wasn't surprised. And I'm not trying to be crass about it. First of all,
we've had guns all through this time prior to 1973, and yet we didn't have mass killings before that.
Well, and I think we need to examine that. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But here's where I'm thinking. Well, Lee, thanks for the call, by the way. Keep listening, because I want to comment a little bit on what you're saying and get to some others, but you've added a lot to this, and I appreciate it. To his point of we're not valuing life, and that has a cost. So we know now 17 casualties, right? At least that number of murders, of the taking of innocent life, happen every week in North Dakota, folks. So if you are shocked and you can't believe this is horrible, awful, leading every newscast, that's all we're talking about, because it happened yesterday in a class or a high, you know, a school in Florida, it happens every Wednesday in downtown Fargo. A kindergarten-sized class or more every week, more than this number. And what do you do about that? Don't want to talk about it, uncomfortable topic, make it go away. That's what he's talking about when he's talking about valuing life. Now, what I was concerned about is that he was saying, okay, this is punishment or something. You know, no one, in my view, should get the idea that it's God's will that bad things like this happen. You know, evil is mysterious, in large part because it's the complete absence of the good. Right? This is evil. There's no good. Pure evil was inflicted on that school and those families. But even in that, there is love and redemption and peace from God for those who died and the families as they go through this horrible loss. It was Ash Wednesday yesterday. I was at Mass last night at 5:30. I walked up to Father Dukeshire, and with his thumb in the ashes, he said, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Never in 100 years would we imagine anyone we love would die in that manner. But you have to be ready for it. True freedom. I've had, you know, as a parent, tried very hard to say, you know, you want to control everything with your kids and you're worried about them and you're, you know, you're just, oh, they're not home yet, or all those things you go through, right? I got senior in college, freshman in college, freshman in high school. You worry about all these things. My peace finally came by saying those kids belong to God before they belong to Marie and I. My wife belongs to God before, you follow me? So in other words, we don't know. Tomorrow is not ours. And true freedom is being ready when it can come. I heard that yesterday, too. That was part of the readings, actually. It sunk in yesterday. Here's Lent. Another Lent. You got another chance to get it right. Day by day. And I'll mess up a zillion times in the next 40 days that I'm trying to get it right. But even now, even with that, you can return to the good Lord and have that shot, because that's how merciful he is. That's pretty amazing. It really is. And I do think, folks, these things connect. I really do. Boy, Lee and Wishart got me going there. I appreciate that. Catherine and Stanley, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Catherine and Stanley?
That's what they told me. Did they get that wrong?
Well, it's my name's Catherine. I'm in Stanley.
Well, good. That's what we said. Catherine and Stanley. Good morning. So, tell me what's on your
good
mind.
Good morning to you. I feel a lot of what is occurring now in the increase in violence in youth and adults now, too, is got a lot to do with a lack of social and emotional skills, and that we're not concentrating as much as we could be in school systems on building the social and emotional learning of children to build resiliency and the ability to take in stride the bad things, the crises that may happen in our lives, and the ability to look at the good. And now I won't necessarily say that it's an absence of prayer in school, but I do feel that that allows for self-reflection and that when you're looking to something higher and that there's something better out there that you have to look up to, that is very important and does play a role for sure. But I'm really focused on how are we going to increase the social and emotional learning that we have in our school to combat essentially what has been a breakdown of family unit and them getting that in their home life.
If any idea how much I appreciate this audience, if you listen to every word Lee and Wishick said and Catherine and Stanley said, there's just infinite amount of wisdom in that to address this issue. It really is amazing. The human condition, in my mind, is what we're after, what we're trying to fix. You know, why is it where it's at, Catherine, right? That's what's changed. And what you described and how to do, how would, if you had a magic wand, how would you do it better, as you say, tackling, you know, informing the emotional intelligence of these children? How could we do that?
Well, there's a lot of great research that educators and psychologists have done and many programs that in some places have been put into place in the school district to combat these problems that we face. And particularly in high-risk areas, there are programs that where this happens. And I think that what we need to do is have less of a focus on the standardized test and the output of numbers that really takes away from a teacher's ability to have control over their classroom and how to integrate the social and emotional learning into the lessons that they give every day.
Appreciate you, Catherine. Call again. Thank you. In Bismarck, Kirk is waiting to weigh in here. What's on your mind, Kirk?
Hey, Scott. Hey, Todd. It's the first time I called you, but I've listened to you for a long time. My take on this one is a lack of discipline anymore. Somehow or another, discipline was taken out of the hands of the parents. When I was growing up, and I don't want to date myself, but I had to walk through 12 feet of shag carpet to change the channels on a TV that was black and white, and we only had 3 channels. When I was growing up, we had reasoning and timeouts. The reason I needed to do anything was because my mother and father just got done telling me. The timeout was the time my dad had to take out of his day to come home and discipline me for not doing what I was told to do. I agree with you. Lack of prayer, lack of pledge of allegiance in the schools anymore. Where are we going with this? I'm just going to drop that there for you, Scott, and let you expand on it. But this is totally in the hands of the parents and not disciplining their children, giving them everything they want.
Yeah, in this case, in this case, the youngster didn't have, had a challenging home life, no doubt about it. And I think I heard that his, he had an adopted mother and father, and I think the father died first. The adopted mother died recently. I forget which the timeline of that, but the family life, no question about it. You know, I see the text. Let's see, Ben and Thompson. We're going to need to wait till after the break here. Ben, hang on, because the music's going to start any second, and I'll just have to cut you off. So I'd rather just wait. We'll get Ben and Thompson. And then Veronica in Gettysburg, South Dakota on deck, and a bunch of others behind that. The text yesterday from a listener said, have you ever heard Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil? And replied, I have, and we've played it here a number of times, but it might be appropriate to play it again. So stay tuned, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm a Ollie's Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Brought to you in part today by our friends, well, our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy, and all our friends that are customers of Jim the Flagpole Guy. You have a special place in our heart because this guy is just crushing it. He's just crushing it. He's taking orders right now for spring delivery on flagpoles for businesses. We have a goal. We're going to get him across that goal this year of building those flagpoles. And Jim said, yeah, we don't have to talk a lot about the business. I'd rather talk about liberty. I said, Jim, you gotta make a living. He said, I know, it'll take care of itself. So take care of him. 571-FLAG is the number, ndflagpoleguy.com. And, Jim, what's on your mind today?
In honor of today's light on liberty,
We focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, who brings a message of peace to the brokenhearted. In 1 Peter 5:7, a disciple of Jesus wrote, "Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." In Isaiah 32:17, "The fruit of the righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever." I'm asking that everyone agree that the peace of God transcend the noise and flow freely over those in South Florida and all over America. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." Please agree with me that what was intended for evil will the Lord use for good. Our Constitution was founded on these principles. Our symbol of this rich historical legacy is our display of the American flag. Today, the governor of North Dakota has directed all government agencies to fly the U.S. and North Dakota flags at half-staff until sunset February 19th. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguide.com, and this is your Light on Liberty.
You are.
God bless you. God bless America.
And you are a great American, I'll tell you that. 571-FLAG, call them, or go to ndflagpoleguide.com. One of our fine sponsors on this program, Bannon Thompson, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I just think that a lot of this started when, as a society, we stopped recognizing God as the creator. And I just think that gives kids no hope and no meaning, and, there's no fear of the Lord.
There's no fear of the Lord. Yeah, that's a very good point. And I think that that particular bit of teaching fear, you know, scares some people. Fear the Lord. Well, I don't. Why would you fear the Lord? I thought the Lord has all this mercy, supposed to be peace. Why would you fear him? Well, the point is you follow him. And if you don't, then you need to fear him, because we're going one of two places. And one is not an eternity that anyone would wish upon anyone. You think things are bad here? They're not too good there. The alternative is to follow him and have, you know, eternal life with him. And so I think you're right. Not enough fear. I think it's I don't know. I mean, why? Evil. That's why these things happen. That's what we're watching on our television screens. No doubt about it. Ben, well said, as so many of the comments have been today. Anything else you want to add, sir?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you, Ben. Gettysburg, South Dakota is where Veronica is. Veronica, you're up.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I think another real serious issue that needs to be looked at is so many of these young people have not been taught how you cope with disappointment and the bad things that happen in their lives, in school, wherever. And instead of having the knowledge to cope with these things, they obsess. And pretty soon it becomes something really ugly. And I think that goes back to the home and generations back, where I'll probably get in trouble for this, but when mothers started working and the children were not in their care.
And that one I always struggle with, because I think it's certainly a sign of the times. There's no doubt about it. And I think plenty of moms can work and also be present for their kids. But I think what we forget sometimes, Veronica, and what prompted this comment, your comment prompted this thought in my mind, you know, why? Why are there so many two parent families where the parents are working? I think it's because we want a bigger house and we want more vacations and a nicer truck, and none of that stuff's going to get us where we need to be to not have a heart like this guy in Florida, right? I mean, I think that becomes the prize then all of a sudden, and really, is that worth it? Is that, you know, and that mission creep, that just to do more of that, to have more and more stuff, if that's the reason they're working, more stuff, it shouldn't come at a cost of your kids. But I don't think that means women can't have career, can't work and be great moms at the same time. Many are, right?
Well, Well, yes, but I noticed, too, that a lot of the little children in, like in a restaurant, are allowed to run because they aren't disciplined, I suppose. And, you know, that needs to be taught at home as well.
For sure. Veronica, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Well, well said. Bob and Grafton, I have a short time. Could you give me your best 30 seconds on the whys of today?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Look, as usual, a lot of very, very good, well-thought comments from your flag listeners today. They get it. Everybody gets it. The list of why, Scott, is probably two pages long. What I wanted to call about today is we need to first get protection in our public schools for our children and then address the issues that cause them.
Good point. Great point, Bob. Well said.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Ottertail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.